Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I am Dave Biddle. I'm very happy to be joined by Matt Baxendale. Bax, it is officially official. Sean Wade and Wyatt Davis are back practicing. For those who don't know, this has been official for a couple days now. They're waiting. They're confident that everything would be okay with Wyatt Davis. Sean Wade never signed with an agent, so they knew everything was going to be fine there. Wyatt did sign with an agent. I'm still not sure if he took benefits. I imagine he did, and he had to pay something back. That's just my guess, but NCAA doing the right thing here. It's not just at Ohio State, but we're seeing it across the Big Ten. Minnesota, Purdue, that team up north is getting players back. So good move on the Big Ten, especially not just that they postponed the season, canceled the season really initially. Then you had Kevin Warren backs coming out 8 days later and saying absolutely this decision will not be reversed. So great news that Sean Wade and Wyatt Davis are officially official.
Yeah, obviously this is a gigantic deal for Ohio State. Luckily, this whole procrastination to give us football season didn't cost Ohio State two of the highest draft picks on the roster. So, you know, that's a great deal. It's not like we didn't anticipate this, of course. I think everybody expected that Sean Wade had not signed with an agent as of the official return of football. I think everybody expected that there was going to be some sort of reasonableness to players who had signed with agents that, you know, hey, they need to repay those benefits so that they can get to play their season. I imagine they had to work out things like insurance policies. So, for example, if Wyatt Davis gets hurt, which, you know, you certainly don't want to happen, and he has, the loss of income contracts or whatever they call them, wherever somebody gets hurt and then their draft stock drops, I'm sure all that had to be worked out. This is stuff you don't usually hear about behind the scenes, but those are very real things. So those things had to be worked out. But at the end of the day, this is good for Ohio State. It's good for the Big Ten. It's good for college football. Let's face it, college football needs Ohio State at full force after having watched some of the games last weekend. So I think this is expected, but I'm very happy that it ended up coming through. You know, remember how much we used to say the NCAA had 0 ounces of common sense? Well, that's essentially where we're asking them here, is just to have some common sense. And miraculously, that happened.
Very well said. Another thing that we knew was going to happen, but we now know is official, is Garrett Wilson playing a lot of slot receiver for the Buckeyes this year. Had a chance to do a Zoom call that Garrett was on yesterday. And I've heard some people on the board say, oh, he's just being a good soldier. You can tell he's not really happy about moving to the slot. That was not my take at all. He knows that he can be even more of a playmaker. You got Chris Olave on the outside, Garrett on the inside, and Garrett's going to move around. He's not going to take 100% of his snaps from the slot, but he's going to be the main slot guy, you know, like what we saw with KJ Hill. And KJ Hill's fantastic, all-time leader in receptions at Ohio State. I think he's going to play in the NFL for a long time, even though he was a seventh-round pick. The Chargers like him. So nothing against KJ Hill, but Garrett Wilson's going to be – he's a lot more explosive than KJ Hill. KJ Hill had great hands, ran great routes. So, you know, Garrett needs to be able to match that. But we've already seen Garrett Wilson has fantastic hands, and he's just a playmaker. I'm really excited about Garrett Wilson having a bigger role in this offense, just period, and also moving to the slot, backs.
Well, think about the matchup nightmare that's going to provide for Ohio State's offense. I mean, most of the time, your slot receiver is traditionally your, quote, number three receiver, right? So it's sometimes that they're going to have safeties come down and cover him. Sometimes they bring the nickel back over to him. If you have enough motion moving around, you might even catch a linebacker on him. And a linebacker on Garrett Wilson is like, you know, a bullfighter, just like, olay, goodbye. You know, there's no way that you're going to have a linebacker in the country who can cover Garrett Wilson. Their only prayers are just tackle him at the line and hope he can't get away. So I think that, you know, one of the things you're going to have to keep an eye on is how teams are going to try to defend Ohio State, because you've got Olave on the outside. We've been hearing great things about Jameson Williams, with that blow the top off a defense speed being another option. You could have, you know, Garrett Wilson on crossing routes wide open all day. And, you know, every time we talk about all these highly rated kids at Ohio State, it's easy to go, oh man, you know, everything's sick. It's going to be so sick. Wow, it's amazing. You know, all these other platitudes, right? But the reality is, I don't think there's anybody who can match up with Garrett Wilson one-on-one in the country that's not a number one cornerback on a roster somewhere. Like, sure, you can put Darryl Stingley Jr. on him. I'm sure he could stay with him pretty well. But who's going to cover Olave then, right? So you're either going to make defenses completely change their defensive structure to match up with Wilson in the slot, or you're going to have somebody who's unequipped to stay with him. So at the end of the day, this is one of the best receivers in college football, and he's an utter matchup nightmare. You're going to see him wide open with the ball in stride, in speed a lot this year. And that's only a good thing for Ohio State.
Sticking with the wide receivers for a moment, another young man that we got a chance to talk to yesterday, I'm going to do a story on him today, is Jameson Williams. Did the story on Garrett Wilson yesterday. Jameson Williams is on the docket for me today, Bax. We saw him flash as a freshman. He had that. His one touchdown was like an NFL play, where Gunnar Hoke's lone touchdown of the season. He took that pass and it looked like it was going to be maybe a 10-yard, maybe 15 at the most, and he takes it to the house. And I was like, whoa. You could just see all the explosion right there. And another thing I like about him, he throws his body around on special teams. I mean, he was probably 170 pounds dripping wet last year. He's down there flying around on special teams, throwing his body around. That tells you he's got a lot of toughness. So, you know, I'm excited about Jameson Williams. The one thing I've heard, Bax, is that, you know, he's got to be more mature, a little bit more consistent, but nobody questions his talent. And now he's going to get a chance as a sophomore. A lot of young guys are going to play this year. Obviously, we know Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson are going to be the top two guys, but and it's open season. Who wants to be number three, number four, and so on? What are your expectations for Jameson Williams this year?
Well, I think we're going to see him score a few long touchdowns. He's going to be the guy who takes the top off of the defense, because he's got that explosive speed. He may be the fastest guy on the team, but I think he's a guy that, again, we talked about consistency, and it's hard to be consistent. Like, they're not everybody's Garrett Wilson where they arrive on campus fully formed. You know, they're not Raekwon McMillan where Urban Meyer takes one look at him and goes, well, that guy's a captain. You know, some people have to learn the whole regiment, discipline, and process that comes with building yourself into being an elite level college player. I'm not saying Williams wasn't a guy who had discipline, but not everybody has it at the level that's needed, right? And he's one of those guys that had so much natural talent that you have to wonder that maybe there was a little bit of learning how to harness that talent at an even higher level. And that's a normal thing. That's not a knock on a kid. You see this with most athletes that come out of high school, that work ethic is something that they learn, that consistency, that ability to know the offense, to make sure that they get the minutia right. All that matters when you're playing at a high level. And I think with Williams, this is going to be a real opportunity for him, because let's face it, he, Olave, and Wilson are the three returning veterans. You know, we're not hearing a lot about Jalen Harris. The boarding house, if you read it, said that he's been dealing with some headache issues. So you've got those three and then the freshmen. And then let's face it, you've got a ton of great freshmen out there, but they're still freshmen. They didn't get spring football. So there's going to be more of an edge to the veterans. And a guy like Williams, with all the talent in the world, who was a high-rated recruit in his own right, this is his opportunity to go out and really establish himself as the number three option at receiver this year. And sure, you're going to have JSN, and you're going to have G. Scott. You're going to have that group. But at the end of the day, I think Williams could have himself a really good year. You know, with an anticipated 9-game schedule, he's the kind of guy who's going to haul in half a dozen touchdowns this year if he does everything right and is ready to go during the game. He has too much natural talent. So I'm excited to see him, because he's the kind of player, like we saw with that Gunnar Hoke's only touchdown of the year. You love the player where you can throw the swing pass, or you can throw a quick little crossing route, and they can be a Ted Ginn or a Paris Campbell, and boom, they're just gone. Williams has that kind of ability.
Switching gears to recruiting, the Buckeyes backs are on the verge of getting their 20th commitment in their 2021 class. He is Zen Michalski, high three-star offensive tackle out of the state of Indiana, currently verbally committed to Louisville, but the crystal balls are rolling in, and It's going to be shocking if Zen Michalski does not flip to the Buckeyes. Cool story, too. He's a tall young man, about 6'7", 6'6 and a half, to be exact, 288 pounds. You're thinking, 288, okay, you know, room to get bigger. Yeah, true. Also, what's really cool, though, this young man was 217 pounds last year playing on the offensive line as a junior in high school. And he still looks like he's got, you know, room to get up to 320. In fact, he said he thinks he can easily get to 320 and keep all of his athleticism. But all the way from 217 last year to now 288 as a high school senior, Ohio State, I think this is great recruiting on Ohio State's part. They've been on him, but they wanted to see how he would look at this, you know, bigger weight. And they feel like, obviously, he's looking great. This is a kid you have to think back is going to eventually be a four-star. I like this. This looks like it's going to be their third offensive lineman in this class. We know they wanted four. They got two great ones already. Looks like Zen Michalski is going to be number three. And pretty cool story here with Zen Michalski.
Yeah, and actually, to make a small correction, he did decommit from Louisville. He announced that on Twitter, I believe Monday or Tuesday. And the reason I know that is because I commented on it. I actually retweeted and just said, hey, big time Ohio State target, you know, it opens recruitment back up.
I should probably know these things, man. I should probably know. I really should probably, you know what? It's like, you know, it's like I've been focusing too much on things like the Cincinnati Reds, and I haven't been focused on things like Zen.
You know, now that we actually have games coming, recruiting usually isn't the thing at the exact top of my head, but whenever I that Twitter, the tweet from him on my timeline, I said something to the effect of, you know, it could be a big Ohio State lean, and Zen Michalski liked it. So to me, that's one of those things. When kids are out there liking things, it usually means they're agreeing with things. I really think this kid ends up a Buckeye. Right now, I think it's smart by Ohio State to catch a rising kid like him. And especially at this point in time, Dave, like we could talk about this for hours about the impacts of recruiting in the era of COVID. But let's face it, by now, you normally would have identified a lot of your targets. And one of the things that Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel always lamented was is that they hated offering so early to kids because they could never catch the rising seniors more often than not, the kids who maybe took a little bit longer to get things together, right, to grow into their bodies, kind of exactly like we're seeing with Zen Michalski, right? And so now in the era of COVID, as you're seeing these kids appear, they weren't able to do visits during the offseason. And sure, Ohio State was hauling in the blatantly – you know, uber talented players during that time period. But a kid like Michalski, there might not have been room for him in the past had you been able to have some of these guys visit. And a guy whose body is finally growing into a frame where you can see him being a serious college player prospect, a guy who's 6'7" and shaping up to be 300 pounds when he gets on campus and can move like he's still a smaller guy. Those guys, this is the sort of guy who would have ended up at like a Louisville. He has, you know, NFL written all over him as one of those classic, oh, well, you know, three stars coming out of high school, and then his body just developed. He started 3 years for Louisville and then went around early to the NFL as a first-round pick. You hear stories like that all the time about kids who just developed a little bit later. And those are usually the kids that don't end up at Ohio State because Ohio State has so many sure things in front of them in their eyes. Well, now you have the opportunity with a kid like Michalski, who is that rising senior. His body has developed a little later than some of these kids who are already 4- and 5-star recruits. But now he's getting to the point where you're like, look at this kid. He could be a monster. So this is almost one of those silver linings to the way that COVID has affected recruiting this cycle. And I think it's only a great thing for Ohio State because it's not just Ohio State that's noticing, ooh, look at this kid. Damn. I think it was Oklahoma. I think it was Penn State. You know, big time programs are all offering in recent weeks, and it seems like he's all in for Ohio State. So I love the Zen Michalski story. I think it's a real interesting opportunity for Ohio State to go after a kid that maybe in the past they wouldn't have been able to due to numbers, due to locality, yeah, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a nice throwback in a way to the stuff that, you know, Tristan Urban used to lament not being able to do, catching a rising senior and saying, yeah, this kid's definitely an Ohio State caliber player.
Hell of a name, too. Zen Michalski. Zen, as in Phil Jackson. I love it.
Well, he's not going to be very zen on the field if you watch his film. He's running people over.
Good. Yeah, that's what you want. You want him to be maybe zen off the field. And then when you get on the field, you got to flip that switch and be an absolute animal. Well, Matt Baxendale is an absolute animal. I appreciate it, buddy. He is the people's champ, Matt Baxendale. You can catch his column every Sunday on Buck Nuts. It is the world-famous Bucket. Thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. As always, if you like the show, leave us a 5-star review. Even though I didn't remember that Zen Michalski had decommitted from Louisville, we would still appreciate a 5-star review, or if you would subscribe if you like the show. Thanks again to Bax, and thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning in. Have a great day, Buck Nutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.